These two girls keep on cleaning the table. They've done nothing but clean the table since they sat down. Can you see them? Mm. The two in the blue. I think they're cleaning the table. I can't really tell. Well, they look as though they are.
Did you...
What?
Have you watched Warrington recently?
No. What do you mean, watched Warrington?
Well, now Dad's passed away, have you taken over and watched Warrington?
No.
Why not?
Why would I?
Do you not like watching Warrington?
No.
Why not?
Because it's rugby.
You don't like rugby?
You're recording me.
You got any stories about Brian Bevan?
Yeah, he was a hairdresser and he made a very bad job of your brother's hair.
Did he?
He did.
What, not cut straight or...?
Well, it just was a bad haircut.
Was it?
And, yeah, and also, I once saw him drive into his gatepost.
Reverse or forward?
Forward.
Hmm. Welcome to another What Would Brian Bevan Say? Unplugged. I'm Rob London. Yes, the band's back together. Here I am in Warrington with my old friend, Sam Sankey.
Hello.
And 200 miles away on a much bigger stage next to Glastonbury is Dennis Waywell.
All right.
You've got a lovely colour, Dennis. I have to say, you've always had a look of Wasim Akram about yourself.
It's funny. We were just talking about that. Mrs. Waywell said, oh, I can see why they called you Wasim Akram now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I like the idea of being like named as one of the best bowlers in cricket. I think it's cracking. Yeah.
I'm in the box bedroom, lads. I'm back in my old room.
Ah.
This room saw a tremendous amount of masturbating in the late 80s.
I bet it did. Yeah.
Lovely.
You still got any magazines behind that radiator? I thought today, I'm having a drink today, so I'm on Unicum. It's a good way to start the afternoon, which is a refreshing Hungarian drink. And I was just thinking to myself, if we've got our Hungarian listeners, if they could have a word with them, I'd like to sort of plug it for the podcast, get sponsorship. So to all our Hungarian listeners out there, Unicum, what would Brian Bevan say? Thank you very much.
We were number one in Albania a couple of weeks ago. So we're taking over. Okay. Norman Wisdom was big in Albania, wasn't he?
He was, yes.
Statue. So
I'll have a look, see if there's any drinks in Albania. I can if nothing comes off with Hungary.
How are you, Sam? You all good?
Yes, all very good, thank you. All very good. It's nice to see the view from that. You're at the front there, aren't you?
We could have done this together, but I think we're a little bit like the Iranians. You know, the people that are in power at the moment, they have to move around so the drone doesn't get...
Yeah, so they don't get... Yeah, don't get blown up.
Yeah. I've been in London. I've just got back. Had a few glorious days down there.
All right. What did you do?
Spent most of it. It's funny because I spent most of it with my daughter shopping, but I think it's quite confusing being a girl, isn't it, in this sort of era? Just looking at her Snapchat and what she was talking. She's so empathetic with her friends. It was lovely to see.
Mm. You seem to spend a lot of time in the Ivy.
Yes, we did the Ivy. Yeah, we did an Ivy and, it was all very nice. Went to the theatre a few times. So, it was all lovely. Oh, lovely. And then as we were late, unfortunately, so I didn't get to the game because the train out of Euston was a little bit slow. But got to about Stoke-on-Trent and it just appeared, that curtain of grey just appears, doesn't it? We got a taxi from Banquey. I'd have to say between Banquey and Latchford Swing Bridge, it is like fucking Beirut, isn't it, driving through that bit there. So that was another 100 listeners gone there. Excellent.
Yeah, excellent. That's all right. We've not got many listeners left in Warrington now. Most of them in Albania and hopefully Hungary.
Before that, John Craven's News Round.
Former Wire player and now Oldham forward Zane Musgrove has been suspended for 8 matches after pleading guilty to the use of unacceptable language during Warrington's Challenge Cup semi-final, the language related to disability.
Oh, dear.
We've been here before, haven't we? The Aussies just love the word. They can't stop saying it. They're like set back in the 1970s. I hear it at work at least three times a week. No one bats an eyelid.
No way to talk about you, Rob, is it? Bloody hell.
But not just that. Oldham have clearly done a lot of due diligence, as you mentioned, on WhatsApp. Because we knew he was being investigated for it. There'd no smoke without fire. Just lucky he didn't get 12 games like the other guy whose name forgets me.
God. His name forgets you. I mean, you're really confused here, Sam. Let's rerun this now for the podcast. Come on. Say it. What's his name?
Josh Maguire.
Josh Maguire, though. Yeah. Didn't Price have a go with a bad word as well, though, at a press conference?
Yes.
Why don't we put a book together of Australian players, 101 non-PC words they've used, and we could sell that for Christmas, couldn't we? Make a bit of money. Yeah. All the money could go to charity.
Yeah.
Excellent. Nigel Wood has been appointed as the new chairman of Rugby League Commercial. Already interim chairman of the Rugby Football League, Wood will lead a strategic review next month aimed at uniting and streamlining the sports administration. Wood suggested this week the game was on an upward path, highlighting strong attendances, rising viewership, and a nearly sold-out Ashes series.
Yeah, that's because he's had nothing to do with it.
Well, it's a bit hypocritical. He's written the game is on an upward path. How the fuck is he going to go up a path?
It's certainly not going to be upward, is it? Jesus, need a tractor, drag him up there. You know, I didn't see this job advertised, so I was going to put my name down for this job just to sort of get in there and shake it up a bit. Mm. How's he walked into it? I mean, it must have been a patio door.
Eaten all the other candidates, hasn't he?
Oh, is he? Okay.
Can I ask? He's leading a strategic review. What the fuck have IMG been doing for the last 12 months for the 400 grand? I thought that was a strategic review.
I asked Mrs. London, I said, look at the size of this bloke. I said, is it wrong of me to pick on his weight? Or is that just through eating? And she said he could be on medication.
Okay. Yeah. Are you on medication? Is that what your weight's down to?
Can we guess the weight of Nigel Wood? What would you go for in stone?
Well, just before we got on air, we were having a conversation about Rob's weight. He knows what it was in Dubai, but he doesn't know what it is now because he's too scared to check. But if Rob was a benchmark...
I was 15 stone 4 in Dubai. What do you reckon? Yeah. I reckon
has he reached Wood's weight? That's the question of the week. I reckon he's probably 23 stone. So that's my guess.
I reckon 25. I go 25, I reckon. So
why don't you email him?
Because he'll fucking eat it when it comes through. That's why. Oh, dear. On to the review of Hull. The team was Dufty, Josh Thulis, Renj Tai, Jake Thulis, William Sneed, Yates... Crowther, Vaughan, Stone, Fitzgibbon, Curry. Interchange bench was Powell, Thomas, Harrison and Ratchford. So, could Wire get back to winning ways? Let's all take a deep breath. Here's the highlights.
Before he hits the finish line, that is just what Warrington needed at the start of the game. Sneed's to his left-hand side. Now he gets it. Puts it back to Williams. Quick pass. Dufty out. And all the way to Jake Thulis on this left-hand side. Brilliant handling. Honey, I could play support, goes on the outside, Harvey Barron for the corner, and he has just enough speed. When you're young, baby, I'll take you to the lost place. Caesar sees the gap, goes through. What a brilliant try that is from Aidan Caesar. Crowther into the hands of Snead, and now it's with Duffy again, looking wonderful, and support back now from Lachlan Fitzgibbon.
Final score, Warrington 24, Hull 10. There were tries for the Thewlis brothers, Powell and Fitzgibbon. Conversion, Snead kicked 4 from 4. Referee was Kendall Mintcake. Attendance, 10,203. Did you go, Sam? You were there?
Oh, yes. Yes, I was there. Yeah. Do you want a little mini review? Can we be bothered? Fragile. I think fragile is how we describe
us. What were they last week? Last week.
Insipid. Listen, I don't know how to judge because I was both delighted and pissed off that they came out and they showed so much more energy in both attack and defence in the first 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was delighted to see that and then left questioning where it was last week. Mm. But we did put together a very good first 15 or 20 minutes and a couple of very good tries.
Mm. Dennis, you were crop circling, yeah?
Yeah, I was in Wiltshire looking for crop circles. They've all moved away, actually. But I did manage to get a signal and watch the match. I was, again, like Sam, very impressed for the first 20 minutes. And then it almost like defaulted back into what we've been like, you know, the previous weeks. It almost felt like that we somehow needed to put like a bit of a medical plaster on over the team at half-time. Just to mention that Unicum was actually medically used by the Hungarian royal family when it was devised in the 17th century. And the bottle is very distinctive. It's got a nice sort of medical cross on it. So I'd put that out there. So.
Did it all go wrong at the point when Crowther decided to run the ball on the fifth tackle when we were 12-0 up?
You've got a thing about Crowther, haven't you?
Oh, what a fucking knobhead he was. I'm telling
you. There you go.
I'm sorry, I'm not holding back. What was he thinking, Sam? He did it twice, didn't he? Can he not count?
We did it twice. It was Williams the next time, not him. But yes, we've just scored. We just break downfield and to say the only play on was to, the only choice he had to make was whether to swing the ball right or left, depending on how much support was coming up. But he decides to run himself.
Yeah.
Maybe he can't count. Maybe he struggled to count. Mm. But, that was so disappointing. In fact, though, it wasn't my most disappointing part.
No.
Oh, well, here we go. Right, I know where he's going with this. Let me just pour another drink. Okay. Sam, take it away. Roderick Tighe.
No, it would not. No. James Harrison. So we play a very good 15, 20 minutes, then we default to poor rugby. Both teams, actually, mistakes. And then we get the chance, albeit a slim one, to put an attack on in the last 15 or 20 seconds. We get a penalty, and then James Harrison receives the ball with 4 seconds left and runs the ball into defence. Well, I have to say, I lost my shit. I did. Ooh, I really did. Yeah. I stood up, I swore two or three times, called them whatever, and said, that's what's wrong with this fucking team, you bunch of thick bastards, I think was the words.
I just
lost it. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help myself. And I'd only had two drinks. It wasn't like I was drunk or anything. I was perfectly...
Oh, right. Did everybody applaud you, Sam, when you stood up and said that?
No, it went fairly quiet around me.
Oh, did it?
Okay. We should say that these unplugged episodes are not edited. This is what the podcast is like normally every week. I heard there was a standing ovation though in the stand, wasn't there, from certain moments?
Ah, well, you're getting ahead of yourself. We came out for the second half, and again played some super rugby for 15 minutes. So Dufty really made a difference for me. I know Williams got man of the match, but Dufty really made a difference. And Powell scored. Excellent, and riding high on confidence. Crowther takes a bit of a run. Powell goes to dummy half, sees one of the markers on his backside and runs and makes about 8 metres, 8 to 10 metres. And a group of lads in the north stand, if you're listening, you were in section J, they all stood up, about 12 of them stood up, cheered and gave a standing ovation for
very good.
We, according to the stats, we ran from dummy half 7 times.
Yes, yes. Well, Josh Dulis and George Williams, I think, were about 4 of those.
Very good.
Mrs. Waywell had a question for us. The Thulises scored 2 tries, Sam. What is the sort of collective term for Thulises? We're having a bit of a debate.
Collective noun for Thulises, would it be?
Well, it would have to be something slightly difficult for me to say, wouldn't it?
Something
with S's in, F's or S's in. So we'll have a think on that.
Okay. We came up with something. We got Thulis plethora.
Oh, a plethora of Thulises.
Exactly. So could you say that for us?
A plethora of Thulises.
No, a Thulis plethora.
The T-H. Yeah.
Oh, the other way around. Right, okay.
The BBC, they had the kickoff time. Well, they had the wrong day in the on the BBC. And then just to make it even worse, they couldn't even be arsed writing down different Thulises in their results page. They just wrote down Thulis times 2 on the tries.
Excellent work. Oh, goodness me. There were some positives, though, wasn't there?
Yes. Yeah,
yes. Out of that. Yes. Let's talk about them just before he goes on about Roderick Tighe. You know, I thought Ben Curry has actually now turned out to be playing his best rugby, albeit in a completely different position. I think he was making a big difference in the back line. So I thought that was good. Not back line, sort of middle line, whatever. Anybody, Rob, have you got anyone to compliment?
Come on. I didn't really see it, to be honest, boys. I was late getting back from London, and then... See, I've got to watch it through an Australian stream because I've got KO Sports. I had to turn the VPN on and then it kept buffeting again. So it was a bit hard for me to watch. I didn't really watch it. I was just chatting to my mum more than anything.
I feel that despite his brain fart just before half time, I thought James Harrison put in a decent shift. Vaughan in patches, Curry, as you said, Dennis. I think there's positivity from the match in fits and starts, some nice tries, but how shit were Hull. And when actually they showed Sky did some stats, Sky probably been listening to us because Sky did stats about us being the lowest tackle breaks. He did the stats about us having the lowest run meters. The fact that we concede tries every time opposition's right on our line. But what they did show is Hull's error rate is as bad, in fact, even worse now than ours. And it showed Hull were pretty flaky, just like us.
They were shit, weren't they? They really, really was shit.
Sam Stone, jury's still out a bit.
I mean, what I was just about to say, he's basically just another Russell, isn't he? He's just got lots of tackles and does fuck all else.
What kind of stone is Sam Stone? What is he? Is he like
weight wise?
Well, anything. Or... I mean, he's not. He's what are those things you scrub your heels with?
Pumice stone.
He's not. He's a bit heavier than that.
That floats.
Another listener's question. Can you name a stone that represents sandstone for the Warrington Wolves?
Pity he's not Scottish. He could be the Stone of Scone.
Did the referee have a bad game? I heard there was a bit of criticism about the referee again. What was Big Jake up to?
Well, he did. When Powell went over and scored his try and Mintcake was right on the spot again. He gets in some excellent positions.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He gets in some excellent positions and then clearly doesn't... Maybe it was because Powell had gone from dummy half and scored. He didn't believe his own eyes and had to go up to the screen to check again. There was also one of the Hull tries, either the first or second, the first try. It looked a good 4 or 5 metres forward. Only really Dave Woods was prepared to mention it, but then he did caveat it and say there's all this idea of momentum and physics, so we can't go to the screen for that. Mm. But it was a long way forward.
Mm. Right. Well, there we go then, really. I've not got anything else.
Have you not got anything else?
Oh, I've got nothing. Well, I have got a story. I've just been to Knutsford. I had lunch in Knutsford. And, you know, mum can't really walk these days. So I booked the table and then I drove around. Is it King Street in Knutsford, the main one?
Yes, yeah.
Middle. So dropped her off right outside the restaurant. And, you know, all the cars behind had to wait. And she went into the restaurant and I drove off down the road. And about 100 metres down the road on Knutsford High Street, the car just stopped. Mm. And then I look on the dashboard and it says, the key is no longer with the car.
In her handbag.
She's gone shopping with Mrs. London in the charity shops and I can't find her. So there was a bit of a traffic jam in Knutsford for 20 minutes today while we moved a car. So
typical. Yeah. I did hear the conversation where you're asking your mum if she was a fan. Definitely not. At least you confirmed that, was it Brian Bevan drove into the gatepost forward?
Yeah, forward. Reverse. Yeah, went into the gatepost forward. Mm. Yeah. So he was looking at Brenda Hamlet. She was in her green leotard going to Thelwall Parish Church to do Keep Fit. And he didn't have his eyes on the wheel and straight into the wall. Dirty old lad.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I have got one more thing, but it's not as entertaining as your mum's little soundbite, unfortunately. But it is something, Dennis, I'd like you to watch.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well. You were the first to coin the phrase stutter pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd like you to keep your eye on Sneed, because he's definitely a stutter pass about
him. Really?
Oh. Mm. Sneed stutter.
Yeah.
Sneed stutter. So I'd like you to keep your eye on that and see if he's simply a left-handed deck pattern or whether it's a different type.
Is it going the same speed as deck pattern's stutter pass? Because that was quite a fast, wasn't it? I always imagine Sneed being a bit slower at it. So we'll have a look at that.
He comes almost to a full stop before he then passes.
It's a proper stutter then.
About this rumour of Williams disappearing, he's trying to put his hand up to go back to the NRL, Sam. And maybe a bit of a swap going on with the Dolphins, but he's done his hamstring. I don't know the bloke's name.
He has, yeah. Cody Nikorima has done his hamstring. I don't know how much is in the actual swap bit, but I think you've said in the past, Rob, we're always keeping our eye out over there. And
Carney did actually press him at the end of the match.
I don't know
if you saw that, so...
And I think my inference from that is that he's doing all he can to see the season out with Warrington and then next year be in Australia.
He got homesick last term. He had a right kerfuffle down in Canberra. They couldn't wait to get rid of him.
I thought they all felt he did okay.
Yeah, but they fell out at the end, right at the
end.
Oh,
yes.
Big fallout between him and the club.
Yeah. So. Money talks.
I would rather...
Oh, he's having another... What is it? Oh, look, he's just drank that in one go.
Another unicum. He was telling me when we met in Manchester, you were telling me all about this unicum, weren't you?
It's the way of the future. I think if George Williams had unicum, he'd have no intentions of going back to Australia. He'd be over to Hungary now, playing for the new RL Hungary team and filling up on unicum. We haven't got anything else, have we? We've got absolutely fuck all anything else.
Can I just say there's some beautiful women on the tube in London?
Yeah, we haven't got anything. Have we got? Have you got anything else, Mr.
Should we
London?
Listen to Sam Burgess? We could listen to Sam Burgess if you want.
Oh, go on then.
Go on then.
Regardless of anything, it was important for us. Not important for anyone else. It was important for us. I think, you know, just for ourselves to get our confidence back. You know, a couple of weeks ago, you know, it was the same team. We just lacked a little bit of something, but we found a little bit of it tonight, and we're only going to find a bit more now. You know, as we move through the next, the next week.
Starting to sound a little bit Cullen-esque, don't you think? And I wouldn't say he's Tony Smith. I mean, as we know, Tony Smith never looked into the comments.
Oh yeah,
remember that? Never once did he look in the eye of the commentary.
No. Everywhere else, all over, his head spinning around. Like
it was like the commentator was southern end of a magnet, and he was the north end, and he just couldn't get.
Used to push each other away. Yes, yeah. Very good. That yes, polarization.
But I would say Burgess is more Cullen than he is Powell or Price in the way. He's
in what way? In what way, though?
It doesn't make sense.
Oh, right, in that way.
and yet you felt he did last year. You felt he was dead straight last year, didn't you?
You sent a picture, Sam. You sent a video. You were somewhere in some bushes this week, and you zoomed in on something and said you were keeping an eye on him.
Yeah.
I still don't know what that was. What was it? What were you doing? No idea what it was. Can you elaborate? No. Sam sent a picture on WhatsApp. He was videoing from the bushes, and it doesn't like. No, stop that. Yeah. Stop that.
He doesn't. Nobody knows.
Let's
where
not
these
go
bushes
there.
Are.
Let's not go well, there.
You zoomed in on something and sent a message and said, "I'm keeping an eye on. Keeping an eye on."
Sam, is this like the bins? Are you actually on a secret mission that we shouldn't? We can't really talk about. Yes. Is that what it is? Okay.
Do you not realise there's a new. Boss of MI5, and she's already recruited me.
That's a lot of bollocks, isn't it? Come on, have we got anything else? What we're moving on to now on this mini pod that's now turning into a normal fucking pod, been sat here half hour boiling me tits off.
Very briefly, in my opinion about Sam Burgess, as much as we were scrappy and clunky at times yesterday, and as much as Hull were poor, it takes a little bit of pressure off him and the team with Salford to come next week, which even we can't mess that up, surely. So that should be two games to work on a few things, two wins before a couple of more meaningful fixtures away to Catalans, who managed to nil Huddersfield, would you believe?
I had a lovely shirt on in London. And I was at the theatre, and a lady behind me tapped me on the shoulder at the theatre, and she said, "Can I just say I love your shirt?" And then we were on the Piccadilly line, and there was a bloke sitting opposite, transgendering, I think. He looked like Leroy from Fame. And my daughter said he was the coolest person she'd seen in London. And as he got up off the tube, he tapped me on the knee and said, "Love your shirt." So that was quite nice.
Which shirt's this?
It's a cat shirt. It's got all cats on it.
Oh, yeah. Done for that. Now you've got one with all mushrooms on it.
Well, the reason I'm wearing one in mushrooms is because I'm keeping a few things in the dark now. Now I've moved up to boardroom level, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Have you found a Simon this week, Dennis? Did you get anyone?
No. No one. I'm just worried about that, you know, a few of our listeners may be on holiday at the moment, and if they missed last week and maybe abroad, get in touch if you're a Simon and you want to be a patron as well. And I'm happy to meet up with you because Sam has a friend called Simon and Rob has a friend called Simon. Mm. Do you still have a friend called Simon, Rob? Or has he actually got pissed off with your WhatsApp messages at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Predictions.
Resisting inevitable. afternoon, Chu. Earlier on today, apparently, a woman rang the BBC and said she heard that there was a hurricane on the way. Well, if you're watching, don't worry, there isn't.
I'll predict Warrington, but can I do it with a caveat, please?
Next up for Wire, we face bankrupt Salford at the Salford Community Stadium. Kick off this Friday night at 8 p.m. Now, Sam's lost more money, Dennis. Got him in the black here on the chart, but it should be red. He lost another £31.50. His tactic of betting half is...
Yeah, it's not working out for him.
Fucking useless. So he's down to £32.11. You lost another tenner, Dennis.
You're did down I?
£58.26. I won 44 pence.
Excellent.
I'm up to £285.95. Who are we playing? God, how depressing.
You just said it.
Salford at the Salford Community.
Are you going, Rob? Are you,
no, I'm in the air. I'm gone. I've left. I'm going back. Going back. No, I'll be
it's
done.
A shame. You like that. You like that ground, don't you? Remember when you had that nasty fall trying to jump over a barrier? Oh, dear.
Fell on a barrier there. I should sue for that. Mm-hmm. No, I should be zigzagging my way to Dubai. It's quite an interesting flight path to Dubai now because used to be in a straight line, but it isn't these days. So that should be fun. Look forward to that.
Sam, are you going? Are you going to the match at Salford?
I might. I might go. Salford need 20 quid, don't they? So I
yes,
might go.
Yes, exactly. Good man. Anybody want to put a bet on?
No. Yes, I will.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Right. Sam's up first. What are you doing, Sam?
£15 Salford.
Have you got £15?
Yes, I've got £31.50. £15 Salford.
Yeah, £15 Salford. Yeah.
£1 Jake Thewlis.
Jake Thewlis. Right. Now, Dennis, you could bet on Dan Russell here because he's playing for Salford. I'll let you have that.
You know what? I'm going to put £5 Dan Russell and a £5 Warrington win.
£5 white. You've gone for Salford, Sam, yeah? Is that what you
Yes, yeah, 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 yeah. They'll be at such big odds. It's the only way I've got any chance, really. I keep throwing my money away.
How shit are Salford? Can you just run that past me? How shit are they? Are they really shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they? All right. I'll have £250 on Warrington. And I'll have £1 on Powell. I think he's found that he knows where the line is now, doesn't he? So no, he won't start. I'll have £1 on Crowther. Yeah.
Is that just to annoy yourself if he does score?
Powell had a season high 18 meters running.
Oh, wow. Right, that's it, I think, lads. Anything else? No?
No. No, fuck off. Shall I have wine now?
It's 3:05.
Yes, well, it doesn't matter now. I've had my uni come set me up for the day.
He's opening the bowling at 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. Are you left-handed?
No. Why?
It's funny you should say that, because I'm left-handed, but in this box bedroom in the late 1980s, it was mainly right-handed.
Yeah, well, I know why.
I think on that note, we should end.
Right, goodbye, Sam.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Good seeing you.
You've been listening to Unplugged for the last time. What would Brian Bevan say?
Girl, yeah, I don't know if you like me. Sometimes I think you might hate me. Sometimes I think I might hate you. Maybe you just wanna be me. You always say let's go out, so we go eat at a restaurant. Sometimes it feels a bit awkward, cause we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you wanna see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel. It's so confusing sometimes.